This is a production of Cornell University.
Today is Wednesday, May 16th, meeting of the Employee Assembly. Are there any late additions to the agenda? Okay.
Sorry, what?
Faculty Senate update. Okay, moving right along. People have had an opportunity to take a look at the minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections to the minutes?
Paragraph for the Education Committee.
Okay. Sure. Oh, do I have it?
No.
Vanya, do you want to read it?
Or do you want
Vanya
to read it? Or how do you
want to? So, the old minutes, they had mentioned for the Education Committee that they had 71 people. It was 71 persons respondents. And I added that. Topics of concern fall in the three areas as mentioned. Just one more change. It would be great to interview some of the EDP graduates, not the respondents, because we don't know who the respondents are.
Okay. So just EDP graduates in general. Okay. Any other changes? So I'll make a motion to approve the minutes with Lavanya's corrections.
Second.
All in favor? Great. Thank you. All right, moving on to the business of the day. We've got Jennifer Loeb here from University of Communications.
Well, Human Resources.
Human Resources.
And Safety Services Communications.
Okay.
And one of the things that we've put together is the Work-Life Digest. I don't know if any of you get that email. It goes out to about 400 people right now, and it really helps us market a lot of the work-life programs that we have going on and just, you know, some training programs even beyond that. And one of my goals when I got here was to help redesign that newsletter. And I'd really like to start sending it out to all staff and faculty. That's my goal. And I would love to show you the template that we have. If you just want to take one and pass it down. One of the new focuses that I did was break it up into four different buckets. So it focuses on careers, community and culture, relationships and finance, mental and physical health. And I just wanted to see, get your feedback, see what you think about the design, if this is something that we really should consider sending out to staff and faculty. We would be, you know, reaching out to, of course, Mary Opperman, getting her approval for this eventually, but just wanted to come to you all first to see if you think that this would resonate with our staff population. Yeah.
How does this look on the iPad or the iPhone, or on a smartphone in general?
It should look similar. But for all sort of e-newsletter things, sometimes the images won't show up unless you prompt it. So I think that what would happen is it would just sort of collapse, but you'd still be able to see each one of the categories.
So that would be my only concern, but I really like this idea of just making sure that it's readable on the smartphone. Mm-hmm. Because it definitely looks less graphic, because if it's too cluttered, then I definitely just, that's usually the first time I read it.
Yeah. Okay, good. Great feedback.
It would be great if I think all staff could get it. I mean, it kind of depends. I think we get it because our HR person shares it with us.
And that has actually been one of the issues, is that we send it to the HR people, and then they'll forward it on, but sometimes people get it multiple times, and it's just kind of been, sometimes can be cluttered. So we wanted to be able to send it out to everyone who wants.
The other thing I noticed about it, because I read it when it comes out, is it's very repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could just try to, because, and I think people, if they see that it's the same information every time, we'll just start zoning out. I don't think you need to put the same information in. You could just maybe have a couple links to something.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And that's a great point, too, because we send it out weekly now, and if we send it out to everyone, we would consider just doing it twice a month. So we're not, aggressively doing that, and I think there would be enough content that way to be able to vary it up enough so it wouldn't look like the same thing. And then I'd want to also bring in some other content that isn't necessarily just part of human resources, but, you know, community events and things like that, too.
Will there be an opt-out option?
Yes, yes. And definitely on the first one that we send out, I'd like to keep that right up top so it's an easy way for people to just say, no, I don't want to get this. But it'll continue to always have an opt-out button. Yeah.
So, Jennifer, do you work for HR or for communications?
HR.
Okay.
Yep, but I do communications for them.
Yep. So what can liaison for you guys develop between your committee and this, because it'd be good if there's some regular interaction and
mm-hmm.
information exchange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we make that happen?
I can invite her to our meetings.
I think that'd be great.
I think something else that would be really neat for this, and I just want to throw it out there, is doing something to highlight maybe an employee or employees or supervisors who are doing a best practice or something like that. You know, it seems like there's a lot of great things that people are doing and not everybody on campus knows about them, and it could be a nice human interest kind of piece to it.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe spark ideas in other areas of campus to say, oh, they're doing this over here, that's kind of cool. How can we integrate that in our program?
Yeah.
I think
that
you have to be careful about overlap with conference. I mean, I think that's a good idea to make it more personal, but at the same time, how is it the same or different from what I'm trying to do?
That's one of the feedback I got from the employees from the EA survey, was that everyone's publications overlap too much. So, you know, so you mentioned something about bringing in things that weren't just HR, and I understand the need and want to do that, but, you know, people will just stop reading things if they're all the same thing.
Right.
So
I'm wondering if 2 times a month might be too much. If you cut it to once a month, you might get people that aren't going to opt out because they're getting bogged down.
Yeah. How does everybody else feel about the once a month? Because I know we definitely have enough content and programs change up enough to be able to do it every 2 weeks. But if we think that too much, I mean, I don't want to, you know, the point isn't to overburden people either.
I think on some places they do, you can get like a once-a-month digest, or if you want the more frequent, I don't know if that's an option for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think people read anything if it gets beyond the self-help factor. So that if there was an article where a supervisor said, I used to have 8 people, now I have 6, I realized I was asking too much of my people. And we're just totally honest, here's what I did to address that. Because
mm-hmm.
we talk about people being asked to do more or less, but I rarely see any proactive sort of thing beyond kind of broad niceties, but just like somebody saying, here's what I did in my unit. Because I just realized people were burning out. I think that might get some readership loyalty if people were kind of a little surprised along the way.
Mm-hmm.
People really want to hear what's going on with the employee engagement survey,
mm-hmm.
the results from that. So there's a way to say, you know, kind of break it down. Here's what they're doing in this college. Here's what they're doing in this college.
Mm-hmm. That's really great. Actually, I have been starting to talk about what, you know, we might do to be able to communicate more about the employee survey, and that's definitely being worked on right now, and I know we definitely want to collaborate with you all once those plans are, you know, once we have a little bit more formal plan. Yeah.
The other thing I'll add is just how can you submit information at the bottom, because that's not on the regular work list.
It's not, and it's hard to figure it out.
It took me about a week to figure out.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was one of my HRs got the email, and they were like, I don't know who I get the email from, actually. And I was like, oh, wow.
No, that's a really great point. Yeah, we can absolutely add that.
So, like, if you want to submit our article, just at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Anything else we should consider or, you know, but in general, do you think it's a good idea and something we should move forward on?
One other, I'm just thinking about the difference between Paw Print and the Work Life Digest.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually go somewhere and read Paw Print. You can't, it doesn't just show up. And with the way the Work Life Digest currently is, it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of visually, but I don't have to go anywhere to get the information. It's got a description right there in the email that says this class is being offered and this is what it's about and this is what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that. So eliminating that, we kind of have, I think, is a drawback.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm probably not going to take that extra step, but I don't have to take it.
Mm-hmm. I would really want to do like more of a condensed description, so just maybe two sentences, but it's good to know that the cost is important to you, because I was considering to just take that out.
Oh no, the cost is very important. I mean, I think one of the hard things, and maybe I don't want to like harp on it, but like, I really read the digest really works on my smartphone, and it's one of those things, oh, I want to do this, and it's easy, like I can save the date on my smartphone, it automatically pulls up on my calendar, and I just think changing it too much. And if I have to go to another website, I'm not.
Yeah, I would rather see more content and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
On the first smartphone, because it's just like, that's why I hate the Chronicle. I mean, honestly, when I wake up on Friday and I see it's all these things, and when we go to this one, I'm like, my smartphone doesn't do that.
You literally hate it.
But I mean, it's just painful. Like, if you just want to read the story, and then, like, click here, and then all of a sudden, you have a different browser.
Maybe you should get it done.
I think the one thing that we don't do a good enough job at Cornell is when we have successes, we don't pass them on. I mean, sometimes the work isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
When we have success stories, we have to let people know about it.
Yeah.
So when things come out of this that are positive, in one of the editions, mention, you know, thanks to an item in last month's, you know, digest. Mm-hmm. Employee blank got connected with blank, because then it kind of like validates the existence of the product.
Yeah.
And it's not brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, let people know what you're doing. Let them know your successes.
That's great. And I think that announcement portion at the top would be perfect for that.
Although I like that super at the top.
That's your last thing. Yeah.
But
not until May 30th. Your term ends. Yeah, but I can make you, you know, suffer.
I can make you suffer till then.
She can ask you to volunteer.
Anything else for Jen?
Well, I think it'd be great if Jennifer could be on your committee.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'll be in touch.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come back anytime. Okay. So, moving on, Bridget, Beth, and I met with Mary today. We talked about a couple things. We talked about the whole academic calendar thing that we had discussed at the last EA meeting, and talked about our resolution a little bit, and she made a suggestion that we consider putting together a resolution, a new resolution, that will kind of take over for the old one, saying that, you know, we were unhappy that the staff days off were not recognized in the proposal, except as a recommendation, but they weren't recognized as part of the calendar package. And that we put together some sort of resolution that would talk about staff time off in the spring semester and look at how that might work. And that's something that she encouraged the EA to take on. I shared with her how we were kind of feeling a little bit frustrated about how it ended up with the last one. So that was a recommendation. I don't know what people think about that now that we've had 2 weeks to kind of step back from it. I see Curtis shook his head and everyone else just scared him.
No, I think it's a way to proceed.
So is that something, do we want to do a resolution? Do we want to pursue it further?
Would it be able to finish through the end of the term?
I doubt we would be able to push anything through as this group, but we can begin. Basically, what I'm thinking is that there will only be two meetings of the new EA before we go on break. So if we want to do something, we could at least have something to discuss at our first meeting and then potentially vote on for the second meeting. Bill?
What are our expectations of what the statement will be? What is the end goal for us as a unit? Just to go on record as saying we would like to support a more staff-friendly resolution?
No, I think what we would be doing is creating our own resolution. So, because we brought up the question of, you know, the university calendar versus the academic calendar, who owns the university calendar, and we didn't really get an answer to that one. I think what it would be is not necessarily that, basically, the way that the academic calendar stands now, the proposal, doesn't really impact staff, but we want to create a resolution outside of that to talk about what may be important to staff, which is acknowledging the fact that we don't have any recognized time off between when we return to campus January 2nd and go on our next holiday, which would be Memorial Day, which many employees don't get. So is there something that we can put together to make a recommendation of another bit of staff time off. Staff time off for the spring semester.
And we also wanted to tie in an official, we're decoupling from
the old, right.
Calendar and because of that.
But, yeah, I agree with that, but what is our expectations as a result of that proposal?
Well, we'd have to send up to President Scorton and hope that they would take a look at it the same way they've looked at the academic calendar and look for some ways to give the staff a holiday or time off. The piece surrounding Martin Luther King Day, that is, Mary feels very strongly, as do a lot of people, that we should have that day off. Like, so that, I would imagine, will be something that would come through. It would be a second day off within that. And maybe to define it how we think would be a good opportunity for staff. You know, there's been tossed around President's Day, but that may not be appealing to a lot of staff. I know that's appealing to a lot of staff who have children, but that may not be appealing to every staff person. So is there a floating holiday where you can take a day off of your choice between January 2nd and July 2nd or something like that?
Do you think? Oh, no.
I'm like, are you cheering or
no? One of the arguments or one of the proposals might be Martin Luther King Day, because I think that's what we can pretty much. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I agree we should have
an
additional personal day. Instead of not even a holiday, but you know how right now you get three personal days, maybe bumping that up to four. Or maybe 3.5. I don't know.
I know, just on that. The way that they do personal time is being looked at to change in a good way, in a positive way. So that might not be the way to go. It would be more of a floating holiday is what Mary.
But how would you use it? I mean, I guess I just don't.
It's kind of like when you work commencement and you, because you work commencement, you get a day off to use at some
day
point.
Off before the end of the year.
So it's kind of like a personal day. Well, I mean.
Yes, it's a personal day, but it doesn't go in your personal day bank.
Yeah. Right. Right. Doesn't come out of sick time.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Oh. You're
only allowed to use three.
You're only
allowed to use three. Unless you are five, you've been here how long?
Yes.
How long? But you have to have enough sick time.
Oh, I have like 56 days.
To account for the three personal days.
Yeah. It changes after you've been here for so long.
But,
long enough.
But as Tanya was mentioning.
but anyway, bad for you.
Bill's getting sick over there.
So, basically what I was talking about with the whole personal days is that they're looking at changing that structure so that you would not have a bank of, you wouldn't have sick time that breaks up 3 days personal, 3 days family health, and then the rest is sick time, but more as an overall bank of health and well-being. So if you needed to use 5 days for a sick child, you could use 5 days for a sick child. If you needed to use, five personal days, you could have 5 personal days. It all still comes out of your sick bank, but it wouldn't be, you wouldn't have to, if your child is sick and you've used all your family health care days, you wouldn't have to go,
That would be really nice.
So that is what they're looking at right now. And they're looking at, the idea of being able to say, in advance, if you have more personal day options, you can say, I really need a mental health day or whatever, and be able to use that and plan it rather than what people do now, which is to, I'm sick, kind of thing, because you need a day off. So they're looking at changing that, but it hasn't kind of gone through all the changes.
I never do that, Tyler. I don't know what you're talking about either. When she was my boss, I would just tell her, I'm going to be sick tomorrow.
Feel something coming up.
Yeah. Tanya,
I would guess that after we put a resolution, and even if the president gave the thumbs up, that we have to go in front of the trustees for a vote, yes?
Yep. Right.
So the trustees are meeting next week, right?
Yeah.
So what the next time they would need to do a resolution?
Would be in September.
In September, okay. Right. So in terms of us even getting a resolution through...
Yeah, they're not going to look at it.
We wouldn't know anything until we the fall.
Right.
Okay.
And even with the academic calendar, they're realizing that that's not going to be something that's going to be approved anytime soon. What Mary did acknowledge is that they hope that we'll know enough to be able to say if we're going to have classes on Martin Luther King Day, but
right,
that's
okay,
kind of the extent of it.
For
the next coming year. So we talked about that. We also talked about the committee that's been formed. There's the response to the employee survey team, the REST team, and they are starting to meet. And this is basically all of the heads of the various committees that are looking at the employee survey. Bridget and I and Beth are serving on that overall committee. But then there will be 4 breakout committees. One on rewards and recognition. One on workload assessment. One on supervisory feedback. And one on career choices. So if anyone has a particular interest in serving on a committee, let me know. But they would love to have an EA member on some of the committees, all of the committees, if we can. They also would love for someone to work with them on the communications piece of it. They're going to have a communications committee centered around pushing out what's coming out of the employee engagement survey. So that's going on. Some of the things that they're talking about in the workload piece, I believe, or in all of these things, are a work alignment process, so kind of ways that employees can basically advocate for themselves, kind of what we were talking about our last meeting, how employees can advocate for themselves, if they're not getting an answer from their supervisor and then they go to their HR person, the HR person says, go to your supervisor. If they're kind of getting stuck in that circle, what's the next avenue for them to go to? So they are looking at that. They're also looking at, under the guise of the consistency of HR policy, they are looking at the wellness program and trying to make that more consistent across the board, because they're saying one of the biggest complaints they've had about consistency of HR policy does center around wellness. So they're looking at that. They're also looking at pushing out some workshops and things on the energy project, which I know you participated in something with that, Linda. So that's, maybe you can share a little bit about it, but if I'm telling it wrong, but it's a group who's come in and talked about, best strategies or best practices for working. That you should take a break every 90 minutes, that you should do certain types of work at certain periods of the day because your mind is better suited at those times and things like that. So just basically how to be better use your time when you're in the office kind of thing. And then also they're focusing a lot on skills development. You know, they're finding that their employees who, you know, don't know the newest kind of bells and whistles and programs, so they're really wanting to work to bring up the skill level of employees so that they're better utilizing their time. So that's where they are with that. That was kind of our main meeting with Mary.
And there's an email coming out today.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So there's an email that was on the other page. So there's an email that will be coming out today. So Mary said I could share this with the EA, but Cornell is going to be phasing out the Health Now program, the health benefit program, just for Health Now. So there'll still be Aetna as an option. But what we're finding is that a lot of the doctors in the community are not happy with Health Now. Health Now is very costly. So they're going to be phasing that out. Employees are going to find out about that today, and this will go into effect January 1st. So you'll have, you know, the regular benefits enrollment period to change your enrollment, but they wanted to give employees a lot of lead time to start preparing for that switch. And what she said is that the vendor, if people ask about it, the most closely aligned program in terms of expense would be the Cornell program for healthy living. And then there's a lot more benefit to that, and they will also be rolling out some new benefits within that, new pieces. One of them being that if you have a flexible spending account for health, so if anybody does pre-tax money for health, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having to submit your receipts to Aon Consulting, you'll now have a debit card. The money will be on that debit card. When you go and you pay your copay, you just swipe it, and the money comes right out of your account. You don't have to submit receipts.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
So that's kind of a...
That's only if you're in the Healthy Living Program?
It's all of Aetna.
Can I ask a dumb question, though?
Mm-hmm.
So since now more people are going to be participating in Cornell Healthy Living than the other Aetna programs, does that mean our copay rates won't go up next year?
Won't go up? I have no idea.
I mean, because they're doing it as a cost saving, is the cost going to be passed along to the other employees?
I don't know. We have to ask.
Can you ask?
Yes.
Now that helps. Now that's just on the inbound side, right?
Right.
Okay. Like that. Like that doesn't sound familiar to me.
I'm just curious. I mean, if they're cutting it and they're going to raise my rates too, where's the cost saving?
That I don't know.
There is none.
Has there been any discussion about the dental program?
There's been no discussion that I know of about the dental program.
That's awful.
It's awful.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's
really
horrible.
Mm-hmm. On the state side, too? Because I thought,
yeah.
state side
is horrible.
Yeah. There's only, one or two participating.
I drive an hour to go to the dentist for a participating provider.
The one that will not go.
Yes.
And then
the ones in Ithaca are horrible.
Okay, well, I can ask about dental.
I like my dental.
I like my dental. I just don't like the tiered payment system. You never know how much it's going to cost you.
Right.
The office, the dental office doesn't know either. They make the best guess, and then if you owe them, they'll bill you, but if you pay too much, then...
Maybe in that regard, the state side is better than.
Because I've heard the state is good, but what do I know?
There's just no participating providers.
Gotcha.
And nobody wants to participate with them because they don't pay much.
Usually, so. Only new dentists
are not. All right. So that is kind of the report on our meeting with Mary. The next thing is we had that needs assessment meeting, and a couple of folks were able to join us, and I thought the conversation went really well.
Mm-hmm.
We spent a bunch of time talking about career opportunities and ways that employees can better align their skills for jobs.
Yeah, so does everybody know that this is comes out of the employee engagement survey?
Yes.
This is
a group that's doing a needs assessment looking at what came out of the employee engagement survey on career development. So I think I passed along to everyone kind of the list of questions that they were going to ask. A lot of them were really specific to them asking supervisors in units. So we kind of answered just from what we were hearing, you know, kind of generally in our own units or what we talked about in the meetings. They said that they may come back to us with more questions tailored more broadly. But, you know, they've got a lot of great ideas, and I can forward along to everyone what they, kind of the comments and the notes that came out of our meeting. But basically, they're looking at more training opportunities, like some of the things like Turning Point and the HALCRAFT program. It takes so long to get into. Like right now, you can't get through the HALCRAFT program until 2014. I think it's the next available session that isn't already booked, full of people. Some of the things they talked about is units not having money for training. So that may be something that we as an EA, the new EA next semester, might want to look into, putting forth some sort of resolution. I know a lot of what we were commenting on is a lot of units cut their budget for training when budget cuts came down. And, you know, this notion of a centralized pool of money so that employees can get training and it's not up to the individual units, but the college, you know, the university takes a percentage of each group's budget and that goes to training kind of thing. What else? So they're really interested in working some more with us on that, and I'll forward these along if anybody wants to take a look at them. Committee reports. Leslie, you want to talk about the trustee nominating committee?
Yeah, we just met to debrief about how the employee elected trustee campaigning went, and Jamie Duong joined us. He was one of the candidates. You're going to have to help me, Amy. But basically, we talked a lot about lengthening the campaigning time. All the candidates felt like it was too short. Mm-hmm. And possibly shortening the voting time. So there was a lot of talk about the calendar. Kind of what I got out of it. Anything else?
Yeah, mostly just communicating better so that people would attend.
Oh yeah, the forum. Yeah,
the
forum. We debated whether or not we needed a forum. They've been poorly attended the last couple of years. When we talked about how to get the word out better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
what? The hair system.
The voting system. There was a little bit of talk about that.
Because
the ranking, how they rank the candidates. A lot of people were really very confused about it. So
the students have an online voting system exclusively, and they have 50 hours to vote. That's it. And the employees have 2 full weeks.
Yeah, I think that's too long.
Yeah, I think people just forget about it until they get their reminder, and you know, so just give them a week or something. So anyway, we talked about. Well, we talked about as, you know, we could do a resolution if we wanted to change the voting system, or at least, or talk to Mary about it. Talk, if we felt like we don't want to do the hair, it's up for debate anyway. And, or at least making the language that accompanies the voting system a little easier for people to understand. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I agree with shortening the voting time for staff. It's very different with students. They are here in class, active. Staff go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people have gone on 2-week vacations or
mm-hmm.
at least a
That's
week
true.
Vacation. And by limiting it to 1 week, you very well
mm-hmm.
maybe
that
not.
That is a time when people take vacation too, I think. Around that time. Mm-hmm. So
I just,
break.
Yeah, to me, I just think shortening to a week, just having run several surveys. And you know, trying to get, I really think 2 weeks is necessary for that reason because we are different than students in that way.
Right.
That's a good point. If you were committed to doing it in a week, you staggered it like Wednesday to Wednesday instead of a Monday to
mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Yeah, then that
you're more likely to get
crossover.
Right. I think that would be mm-hmm. definitely better if it were to go in that direction.
Well, we didn't really feel a compelling reason to shorten
the
voting, really. Just
lengthen the campaign time.
I agree very much with that.
Yeah.
because I think it really was a very short time to get to know the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you wanted the candidate soon, well, so that was the thing, but I didn't really get a chance to know the other candidate.
What's that about that? Survey results?
Survey test.
So you guys, I sent out information about the survey. I don't know who had a chance to take a look at it. It was pretty interesting. We had 3,871 participants complete the survey out of 7,862. So that was response rate of almost 50%. So pretty happy with that. I'm sorry, I didn't really prepare very well for this, but I don't know if people... I don't know if you want me to go through some of these things, or you want to just talk about if you had a chance to look at it. Some of the things I got out of the survey were people are interested in what we're doing. They want to know specifically what the EA is doing for them. So it's really a big a job of a communication job, really. Several people talked about it, you know, they'd like to see the agendas, they'd like to know what happened in the meetings, things like that. So I think that's just a communication issue. How we can solicit more feedback from staff. So for example, if we're working on this particular issue in the EA, we should be going back and soliciting more feedback from staff and not... and how we should go about doing that. So I think these are good things for us to work on next year in the EA. So I think, and I'll spend more time with the survey, but I think we're going to have a list of things that come out of it that we can work on. I think Nancy Doolittle, the paw print's a little overwhelmed. She has a lot on her plate, but I think it'd be really good if we had a reporter that was coming to our meetings and reporting. I mean, somebody from the EA could do it, but I think if we had a paw print reporter here every week, that would be good, and then they could report out on things that we were doing. People want to join committees, but they don't really understand, like, how to go about that, what it means, what the time commitment is, and even though I think we've done a pretty good job this year about telling people about committees, I think they still feel like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. We have a whole list of people who want to be contacted, so we'll have to figure out how we're going to contact these people. You know, they've indicated interest in the EA or want to be on a committee. So, Amy, do you have to pick a Kindle winner?
Oh, I do.
Well, I'll be in touch with you. I'll be in touch with you about how we did it before, how we did it for the voting, so we can do that. Comments about the survey?
How many people do we have to contact?
I don't remember offhand.
Okay.
It might be different. I sent all the comments too, so there's a lot to go through.
I don't really understand this whole thing that you sent.
Well, if you spend a little time on it, it looks more complicated than it is. It's pretty much if you look here under the numbers. So let's see, I'm going to go over one of these things here that actually asked the question. So, for example, were you aware that the Employee Assembly existed prior to receiving this survey invitation? It talks about valid responses, all responses, but really what you want to look under is the N. So, and then you look across, it says, so 565 people said no, 3,466 people said yes, 25 people didn't answer.
Okay.
So that, I mean, that's pretty much the information that you want to look at all the way through here.
These are our standard code books, so if you have questions on SRI, frequencies, and numbers, let me know.
Thank you. Any other questions? So I'll write up some thoughts for not only the communications committee but the SA as a whole, or the EA as a whole, so we can things we can work out for next year.
Good job.
Yeah, we can spend some time on our
retreat. Yeah, that's Any other questions on the survey?
No, I just said that Leslie's done just a tremendous job in heading up the communication. It's really thankless, and I'm sure that no one has done it better than she
thank
has.
Thank you. So. And everybody ought to be thinking about who wants to do it next year.
She says the glee. You've done an awesome job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
So we had, oh my gosh, it's a lot more than I thought. 772 people would like to be contacted.
Oh my God.
Well, so I think
we need to devise a plan on how to tackle that.
Do we need a plan?
Do we have?
Oh, I just broke out a sweat.
Do you have email addresses for them?
Yes.
You should have kept the email after you got the
Well, I mean, that's a great thing.
That is a great thing.
We've got to figure out how we're going to do it.
So maybe we send an email to them and have a couple of info sessions.
That seems like the most manageable thing.
You know, and invite them. You know, maybe we can just split them up and, you know, say, you know, if your last name starts between these letters, call Linda with questions, call Tanya with questions, kind of thing, so that we're all not getting hit with 700 phone calls.
Maybe if there's some of them in Geneva,
mm-hmm.
we could meet them when we're in Geneva.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were several comments. I don't know if you read the comments. There's seven comments. Several comments about how the Geneva people don't feel represented. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's just reflecting on you.
But it just brings the question of
how can we better incorporate.
Well, and I can tell you I can actually find out who said that, and we can invite them to our. You're going to invite people anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other funny, the other not funny thing that came out of it was that the people at Gannett are not happy.
Yeah.
The staff at Gannett are not happy.
I think it's the toughest building to work at on campus. Mm-hmm. Gannett.
Well, they're over capacity, and they're busy, mm-hmm. and they're. Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting to ask people if they'd be willing to host an employee assembly meet in their building.
Mm-hmm.
There's times where I think the employee assembly should meet in this building.
Mm-hmm.
I work in Day Hall, and so you know people just reference Day Hall as like you know this evil empire. And
right.
Sometimes people could say, "Well, what do you mean Day Hall? Oh, you're part of the administration."
Right.
I know.
So Gary, guess what? It's only taken 4 years, so you're going to get your wish. We're not going to be able to meet in Day Hall anymore because we're too big.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Can we get that room?
I think Amy's working on that.
I mean, maybe we
know we're going to meet in physical science. That's where we're
going. That room is hot for
Sam. Maybe we need to see about doing more forums or something like that.
We can, if people are willing to go and do them. That's part of the problem,
right?
Thank you, Leslie Meyerhoff, who has agreed to do the volunteer table. Would anybody else?
Be available
to join Leslie Meyerhoff?
I have that on my calendar.
Maybe Gary as your last employee.
When is it? It's Friday.
At noon to 1 in G10 Biotech. You're shaking your head yes? Okay, I have to turn it down.
No, I'm shaking my head sadly that I can't make it.
I can be there.
Okay, Bridget can be there. Thank you,
Bridget.
Yay!
You're welcome.
So hence the idea of forums is great if we can get more than the same people to do them.
So can you get the poster?
I was going to say, is there something else to bring up there? Amy's got
a poster board and you have a flash. I will swing by on my way there. It's kind of a big long poster and it's not airable, but with the tablecloth and handouts it might be. I'll bring a handcart. Where is it? It's here.
Well, the other thing is if there's something that you could take back to your office with you.
I was going to say, can I take it back with me today?
If she takes something back
probably
with her today, and then...
I can take whatever I can back with me today.
Okay.
I think if the forms are on issues that are of interest, people show up. So the insurance.
It's us that need to show
up. Right, I'm saying
it's
like the EA positive form on the insurance. Yeah. The EA in front, you know, just issues that the average person and the EA is just sort of like the umbrella organizer.
Right. Well, I think, you know, there'll be a lot. Tied to the rec team, and maybe if we can, as we have people on those committees, if we can get them to be a forum, and this is going to be a forum on workload, or this is going to be a forum on career development, or something like that, maybe we can meet together. Okay. You want to talk about the Geneva trip?
Sure. I have. So if you guys leave here, it is about 8 in the morning. Hope that's not too early for everybody. And then plan to arrive in Geneva at 9:15. I'll start a tour from 9:30 to noon. And then we'll have a meeting lunch. I scheduled it from noon to 2 so we can have time for our meeting and then it's Geneva staff COVID issues. Try to do both. And then you can start at
2,
get back to Ithaca at
3. So it was, Mrs. Lynn, June
30th? June
20th. Yes.
And you're inviting any staff that wants to come to lunch?
Yes.
Are they going to RSVP?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we need to find, I don't know if Amy taught you, but we need to find a less expensive lunch option.
Yes.
So if there's something else we could do, I know there's not a whole lot of options.
It's not easy, but I think.
Yeah.
And you guys going to get pictures of that? Can you take some pictures?
We took some pictures last time, I think, with some of us in goofy hairnets.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have them on my phone. That's a good place to leave them.
From a vocation.
So, Lisa, I know you did you get the van for us last year? How did you get it?
You go through the fleet.
Okay. So, I will.
Go to transportation service.
So, contact the. Yeah, okay.
They have a link.
Okay. So I will contact. So I'll. Who's? Is there anybody who can't come? Is everybody planning on coming? Has people not checked their schedule yet?
Check with my supervisor.
I'm checking for my supervisor.
It'd be a 20th. You can't come.
Okay. I have one meeting. I've got to see if I can get out of it.
So are we somehow getting a?
So that's what I'm going to, I'm just curious to see if there were a lot of people cutting. So I'll send out, and you just have to send to all the new members.
Right. Yeah, can we all fit in the van?
Well, I've got to see if we need one van or two vans or if, you know, people want to drive or whatever.
Get one of those wine tour limos.
You could.
With a full bar.
I might not be able to drive.
Well, right. That's the thing, like you and I can meet up and drive.
Because, Jim, are you going to send these guys like Geneva 101 before they go up there? Because it's a good thing that it's very, very interesting up there. The work they do, the history is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
And it's you'll be talking points kind of get folks engaged.
And I'll try not to get us lost on our way there again.
How did you lot going up there? North.
Well, no, you know what it was. You know what it was. We went up Route 89, and I didn't realize that Leslie didn't know how to get up there. So we're just all talking, and then she's like, "Okay, how do I?" And I'm like,
"We're the outlet ball."
So no, we didn't get up that far, but I ended up having to call my husband, and he said, "Oh, okay, cut over on this road." So we made it. We were just a little bit late.
Last summer we get there. Because of that, I gave you a little more
cushion
time this year.
Thanks.
GPS is a marvelous tool. Yeah.
So okay,
it
so
it might be good for us to present if people do come to lunch for us just to do a rundown of what we've worked on over the past year.
I can let you know how many people are coming. I don't think there'll be an issue like last year's show. Yeah, we're upset.
Oh, yeah.
Just let them know we can't do anything about a gym.
Or a lunchroom.
Or a lunchroom.
Lunchroom? Oh, no, I'd even like
know,
a lunchroom.
I did have that information on the plan. So, for what it's worth.
Okay. See ya.
Bye, Bob.
Okay. So I'll send out an email about Geneva trip and I'll find out about the fleet.
So then do we have we're working on just a little agenda for our part of the lunch?
So we'll have a regular agenda.
Okay.
But the new, we'll set that just like we do a regular meeting agenda.
So. If anybody lives on the west side of the lake, Tanya and I will try to drive it up. Like, if you live in Mecklenburg, Chumasburg area, we'll try to drive it ourselves up.
Or depending on, like, I had them pick me up at the van last time.
Oh, okay.
Just shot past.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Depends on how many people are going.
Yeah.
The van's pulled 20?
Yeah,
it was a minivan.
They can pull.
That's all we needed. I think we had 8.
I think we had 8 people last time.
Really, like, you can get larger, you can get different size.
Yeah.
Because
you need us
at least at 7
vehicles
from
there.
No
thanks.
From here?
From here.
Oh.
Seven,
that's
good.
And I can
sleep
on it.
Yeah, good.
Could Gemma get some input from her colleagues about what they might want to talk about?
I think last time that's what we did. Mm-hmm. I think we got that, and they had some items they wanted to talk about.
That's the need for workout space.
Yeah. Thanks.
I
know. I'm just, we can't, yeah. You know, we can't do anything about that. let's see.
Run down the road.
So the kudos luncheon. So we had a heck of a time finding a date. The Statler's available on May 30th. I'm hopeful everybody, or as many people as possible, can make it on May 30th. At the Statler. So put that on your calendar. An invitation will be coming out probably later this afternoon. What do we say, Amy? Noon or 12:15?
It doesn't matter.
What do we want, noon or 12:15?
Noon.
Noon. Okay, noon. And we talked a little bit about that in our meeting with Mary today, about the kudos lunch, the fact that it's pleasantly getting bigger, but unfortunate because it's getting more expensive. And she said that in the future, if we're going to do it, you know, at the end of May after commencement, we can use the tent. So, and that she could have someone order extra commencement ice cream for us.
Right.
And then we could have ice cream and pizza or something.
Well, how many?
So,
we could do it right now in our courtyard. We have the tent up right now.
Right now? Because the law school is that's something to think about.
Yeah, yeah. So there are some options that we could do something a little less formal and have it in one of the tents.
Mm-hmm.
So does that event get covered?
Nancy usually comes, and there was something in the paw print last year.
Yep. Just a group picture.
Yep. Okay. Let's talk about the Faculty Senate.
Yeah, very briefly. So after our meeting, the Faculty Senate did vote on the new calendar. I think you probably already heard that. It was very close
to
vote.
The dismay of the students.
Yes, the students were not happy. It was very close vote, 35-25, with 3 abstentions. So there was a lot of discussion at the meeting. Ultimately, we met all but one of the students' demands, and that was not sufficient. So there it is. I mean, it is what it is. But there was quite an intense chunk of time. It was, they had originally 26 minutes, they went to 46 minutes. So 46 minutes. That's a long time for a faculty senate discussion. Students spoke. Faculty spoke, lots of arguments, and it wasn't clear that it was going to pass, so it has been passed. The other thing that I just wanted to let you know is that the provost updated us on the new budget model, and I think it might be useful for us to get a similar presentation, maybe from Elmira, because it is very different from what we currently know. I have too many notes to go through given the time that we have, but I think it would be helpful for her to come and give us an overview of what it's going to look like. He only talked about it on the academic side, not looking at the vice president unit. So I have a sense of what it would be like for those of us who aren't in a college, but I would be interested in hearing from him what it will, or from her. So, but the status of the budget is, overall, the campus budget is balanced, but the general purpose budget is still unbalanced. So part of the shifting that they're doing with the new budget is to sort of move around the deficit that's in the general purpose budget and put it where it belongs. I'm not sure what the general purpose budget is, but that's kind of the budget. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for serving on it.
I was just saying, thank you for serving on the calendar committee.
I'm on the faculty senate too, so anybody who wants, who's interested in going to those meetings next year, available.
Come on, Curtis, you know you wanna.
I love my CJC.
Okay,
like, I'll go.
You're right.
Wednesday at 4:30. So I have a good question. Do we provide applications that we get for committee members? Can we do it?
You know, that's a good question, and we haven't. I don't see why we couldn't. I'm looking at Amy.
I didn't hear what she said.
She wants to know if we can do appreciation certificates for committee members. So we would have to get certificate paper and
hold,
okay.
Do
you have a template?
I have several.
Okay.
So
I think probably what I would suggest that we do is get that to each committee chair.
I thought Bridget was kind of
Oh, are you?
Am
I not paying attention?
I don't know if I was saying, did it fall under my realm or not?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Stupid me.
All right, so certificate paper to Bridget.
Yes, we're going to office.
Can I ask each committee chair to take a look at their committee list and make sure it is correct?
Yeah, if each committee could send me an email with correct spellings and all of that, that would
because
be appreciated.
I think for the education company, there are a lot of people like who are not in the EA,
mm-hmm.
and they make out the time, they take out their lunch breaks and come and they are more
right.
hard.
That's a great suggestion.
Well, and
yes, very good suggestion.
Well, and further should to
we,
that, should we do
the kudos luncheon?
Well, we invited some,
we
not all.
The communications committee because I mean, at work.
But it does raise another question beyond that of, you know, should we from the EA do some little letter to each of the committee member supervisors in the future? I mean, I don't know, it might be hard to do now, but, you know, just from the EA saying, you know, we really appreciate such employees' participation on this committee.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point.
You know, something for their personnel
yep.
folder.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll see if we can do something like that.
Hope too. We can get a template. I mean, I'm happy
yeah.
to do that. For my committee. So. Could someone our supervisors get something on that one?
I don't know if it happened this year. Did the president let it come to the president? No.
We have to spur it on.
All right, so let's do that next year. We should.
Yeah, we should because I know my supervisor got about it.
Good. All right. Care fund.
Yes. As you know, we need money again, so the fundraiser co-chair and I had our first meeting today, and we're going to start the auction planning, and we realized that only a handful of us last year really ran around and got all the auction items, so we really need help. So we're looking for volunteers. We're hoping to have 8 or 10. We're going to send out a blanket, an email to each person that donated last year and try and get them in, but we want, you know, some more new ideas, so we're going to try and break it up into categories, entertainment, food, restaurants, athletics, pets, you know, different categories you could round up, you know, put gift baskets together or go to businesses and ask for stuff. So
it was such a great event, too, and I wish we had gotten a little bit more
people there. That's why we're leaning towards just doing the online because...
Oh, just doing
just
online?
Doing the online.
Mm-hmm. But I think the in-person
like
a lot of fun into it.
I know that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And the online yielded just as much, if not
really?
More,
yeah.
Participation. So that's
And this year we're gonna, in case you're interested in, you know, trying to bid something at the last minute, we're gonna do a series where things close at different times.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anybody interested in helping when I'm getting stuff?
Okay.
I wonder if the EA would ever benefit by having an intern, a standing intern,
mm-hmm.
to work for the EA, like 4 hours a week. And
for a work study.
Yeah.
For a Cornell Tradition student.
Yeah, and they would learn something about the university through this process.
Yeah.
But then they could be helpful on stuff like this, because increasingly people are not going to be able to, we're not going to be able to take on stuff like this. But an intern with some guidance, sure, you know, they're not thinking twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
See, Curtis, my last day here, I had an idea. I had to happen.
Finally.
You've been
waiting.
Okay. Yeah. So, is there any other real business? All right. So, I meant in addition to the business that we are finished. Do we have anything else on the agenda? Because I've got some certificates, and we have a cake to thank those of our friends who are departing us.
Oh, so sad.
Unavailable.
You're kidding me.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Please second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.